Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Richard Schwartz is the Director of Research of Global Custodian at Tungsten Publishing. A very good morning to you, Richard. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning. Fine, thanks. And you?
I am well, thank you. The Queen, of course, passing away yesterday. Her legacy, what will she be remembered for?
Longevity.
I guess. Yes, yes.
And there is a certain affection for her as an individual that goes beyond her role as Queen. I mean, obviously there are royalists, there are people who are Republicans, and people who were in former colonies who don't have a strong affection for the monarchy, but as an individual who fulfilled her duties, I think that respect is quite wide.
In fact, that was interesting to see on Twitter yesterday, because you had this outpouring, this tremendous outpouring of loss and sorrow and respect, and then you had people sort of jumping in and saying, "Well, hold on a minute, she actually is everything that she stood for, everything that wasn't so great." Did she though?
No, is the short answer. Mm. She fulfilled a constitutional role. So I think she didn't actually do, with a capital D, anything that wasn't part of her duty. So colonization, decolonization, she didn't make political decisions. And in that kind of system, you've got to, the political decisions are the responsibility of the government of the day. So she did... She did what she was constitutionally required to do in all situations. I think that's how I would put it. And she did it in I can't really think of the right word, but she did it in a way that was respected and respectful.
Right.
Whether the political decision that she was instructed to endorse was a good one or a bad one is another question.
In terms of the legacy of her family, I mean, that's been incredibly difficult as well. We've had, we've heard her talking about annulus horribilis, whatever that was, some terrible years when Charles and Diana got divorced. We've had Andrew getting divorced. We've had Andrew with the most terrible, terrible sex scandals around him. Then we had Princess Diana's death. We've had Harry and Meghan. She hasn't had it easy from a personal family perspective, has she?
No, definitely not. And that's one of the few, she doesn't give much away in her public appearances, or she didn't, but that was something that clearly pained her, I think, a lot of those family issues.
That said, she did become more human and real over the years. She was quite heavily criticized at the time and perceived to be quite cold around the death of Diana. But later on, you could definitely see a much more real and emotional person as she interacted with her grandchildren and even great-grandchildren.
Yes, I think that's true. I think from a public perspective, the breach was really the Olympic Games when she met James Bond. That was the first non-scripted role, really, in the monarchy. And then she met Paddington Bear for a 70th anniversary. So they did kind of these. She was allowed to show a human face as she got older. But nearly, pretty much in that role, everything she does is scripted.
Right.
So there's very little room for maneuver in that role, whether it's Elizabeth or any other monarch.
What can we expect from Charles?
Difficult to tell, because he was fairly outspoken in certain areas while he was prince. But I suspect that when it comes to his role as king, he'll follow what he's advised to do pretty closely. I don't think he's going to make any personal initiatives. So, for example, there's certain architectural things that are close to his heart, where he's criticized certain developments. He's not going to do that when he's king, which he is now already.
Right. So we can't really... So will his be more almost a holding position?
I don't know. Both his parents were in their late 90s when they died. He's, I don't know, mid-70s.
Mm.
So, you know, he could be around for a while.
Yeah, that's a bit of a scary thought. It is 8:32. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. And that was Richard Schwartz. He's a director, research, and global custodian at Tungsten Publishing.